Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A transcript of today's podcast is posted on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. My name is Suzanne Miller. I am a principal researcher here at the SEI, and today I am pleased to introduce you to my friend and colleague Peter Feiler, who is the technical lead and author of the Society for Automotive Engineering's Architecture, Analysis, and Design Language, known as AADL. Peter's research includes dependable real-time systems, architectural languages for embedded systems, and predictable system analysis and engineering. In 2009, he received the Carnegie Science Award for Information Technology for his work with AADL. The AADL Standards Committee is meeting in Pittsburgh this week with members from throughout the globe to discuss evolving elements of the standard and to work together on action items from prior standards meetings. Peter, thank you for bringing Terry Coninvio to see us today. And he's here with the AADL Standards Committee. Could you introduce him to us and tell us a little bit about how he is connected to the AADL committee?
Sure. Thierry actually works for Dassault Aviation. For obvious reasons, they are interested in AADL. And one of the things that he brings to the table, obviously, is the problem space, but also from their end, interest in A-Ring 653, which is another standard, and the connection between AADL and A-Ring 653. And we have an annex in that context, and Thierry was working with Julien Delange on that. Secondly, Dassault itself is very progressive in using formal method tools. There is, for example, a language called Alterica that is being used for fault modeling of systems, and then fault analysis, which then obviously ties into the error model annex. And it's from those domains where he then can come and help us make sure what we define in the standard fits with their needs in their industry.
So, Terry, have you been involved in Alterica also? So you work with Alterica at Dassault?
Hi. Not. In fact, we have many experts, and the safety experts were only involved in Alterica.
Okay.
But for me, I'm more an expert in avionics, in AME, and so on.
Okay, so the language aspect.
Language aspect and the avionics architecture by itself.
Okay, all right. And so that's what you're bringing to the standards committee, is both that language base as well as understanding some of the problems.
Yes, I know. It was a long story, because before me there was Serge Brouillot.
Okay.
Who was involved in the initial version of the standard. And at that time, we made a lot of experiments at Dassault with AADL. But between V1 and V2, we stopped the efforts because there was a slowdown on the tool side.
Okay, on the Osate tool?
Yeah, for example. And now we are very impressed by new stuff introduced by Peter and his team, and I will push certainly next year to get internship or to begin new works,
new experiments
on AADL V2.
Okay, so you're here as much to find out what the new things are with AADL and to connect with other committee members.
Yeah, because in Europe, as you know, we have an economic crisis, so it is difficult to find money to attend continuously the committee and also to provide some inputs for the committee.
So this was an opportunity for getting back into the committee again and seeing what progress they've made in the time that you were not able to be involved.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of experiments that are new that you haven't done before that you think that you believe are possible with some of the improvements to AADL?
The major improvement I saw this week is the error modeling annex,
which you would have a great deal of interest in if you've got fault tolerance issues.
And the second major improvement I also saw this week is the maturity of OSATI.
Okay. And OSATE, for those who are not familiar with it, is a tooling environment that implements ADL within the Eclipse open source environment. So it's an open source set of tools that people exploring AADL can use to do experiments like Dassault does. So what do you think is the, you said there's a couple of major improvements to AADL. What do you think you can do with those improvements that you haven't been able to do before?
Probably I will toward my management to begin study about the way to modelize ELF monitoring on top of ARANG-653 based on the work did by Peter and his team. And it could be a good scope to cover next month. Yeah.
Okay, so basically connecting the error modeling annex and some of that work to the ARANG-653 annex in a way that you can then leverage the things you already have going on with Alterica and other things you're doing at Dassault. So all this is basically to make safer avionics systems for all of us.
Not necessarily safer, but to authorize a quicker development.
Okay, all right. That's also good.
Because our aircraft are safe.
All aircraft are safe. That's right. That's right. That's right.
From the committee side, what's interesting with Thierry is that there are some other people in his organization who are members of the ARANG 653 committee, for example. And that's
so you get to talk directly with those folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. This is where then he connected Julien Delange, who was the main author of the ARANG 653 annex we had, with those people. So we had direct connection between the two committees.
Excellent.
And what's interesting about the ARANG 653, in addition to laying out a partitioned architecture, they also have some guidance for health monitoring, but it's not formalized guidance yet. Now, with us having...
And health monitoring, you mean health of the avionics system.
Yeah, health of the avionics system, and that provides some basic guidance. Mm-hmm. With our now more formalized notation, one could get into a discussion with them in what way can we now provide more formalized guidance on expressing this health monitoring architecture that they are suggesting to people.
Wow.
So what we get into is that we as the AADL committee cooperate with other committees to put AADL to use in other settings as well. And that's kind of fun to do.
that's actually a very nice way of leveraging the work of both committees. And
exactly.
Every committee works hard, so being able to get some synergy between them is a really good thing.
Yeah.
Well, Thierry, I hope that you have enjoyed your week here in Pittsburgh. I know it's been a little bit rainy, but hopefully we'll get some sun before you leave. And I hope that you get to make some of the experiments and get to do some of the research that you're talking about with the AADL, and then come back to the committee and contribute what you learned from that. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you, our listeners, would like more information about AADL and the work of the Standards Committee, please visit the AADL wiki site at http://aadl.info/aadl/current site. That's all one word.
Or in short, www.aadl.info.
This podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts, and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you.